We plan to talk through the issues faced by startup founders and the people close to them.
That overused phrase, work-life balance.
It is an amazingly focusing time.
This is what we do, you know, aside from our families, this is our whole work life.
I am also known as Dr. Wine.
You know, this is a little bit non-traditional.
A little more zen in the startup life. Founder.
Those days were a mental struggle.
I have been stressed in the past, and I know that I will be in the future.
A founder and his or her significant other will both get value from the episode.
Hi, guys. You are receiving this not on Friday, little mini interlude of the Zen Founder podcast, because I wanted to make sure that you know that our book comes out today. Today, February 21st, we are finally ready to release The Entrepreneur's Guide to Keeping Your Bleep Together, How to Run Your Business Without Letting It Run You. And those of you who listen to the podcast regularly know that this is something that we've been working on for the last year. And it feels like a pretty great accomplishment, I'll be honest, to have gotten this finished and gotten it all ready. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to hear a lot of feedback in the coming weeks about what people like and what people don't like. But at least at this point, right now in this moment, I'm proud of what we put out. And I think we worked really hard to put material together that has been very helpful to us and just very helpful to a lot of the entrepreneurs that we know and work with. So there are things in the book that are kind of, you know, Zen founder specialties, things that are part of our lives, like a regular yoga practice, taking vacations, going on retreats, some of the things that you've probably heard about on the podcast. But then I've also really thrown in a lot of the key psychological constructs that have been scientifically proven to be helpful to people who are going through high stress experiences or emotional ups and downs, things like problem-focused coping and emotion-focused coping. So the book is for sale on Amazon. There's a paperback version, a Kindle version, and the audio version will hopefully be up by launch day. If not, check back soon because it should be out this week. Our goal with this book is to create this brief, accessible, easy to read, easy to reference manual to help entrepreneurs with the mental side of running a business. So if you choose to pick it up, which I hope you will, I hope that you find it to be useful. And please do let me know what was helpful, what wasn't, what you'd like to see more of. This podcast exists because of people like you who listen and who find value in it. We wrote the book for folks like you because we wanted to provide some value to you in a, you know, really accessible, easy way. And we always love to hear from folks about what topics and strategies are most helpful in staying sane in the midst of this craziness of starting, launching, growing, running, keeping alive your very own business. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and thank you so much, those of you who are buying the book. It would be amazing if you would leave a review. So after you give us that feedback, you can also give that to the world, whether that's a review on Amazon about the book or a review on iTunes about the podcast. Those kinds of things help us spread the word and then certainly provide this helpful feedback loop so that we know what we're doing well and what we can do better. So have a great Wednesday, and we'll be back on Friday with a full, normal, non-commercial episode of the Zen Founder Podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Zen Founder. Our theme song is A New Beginning by bensound.com, used under Creative Commons.